This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his foreign minister and defense minister will head the candidates' list for the dominant United Russia Party in September's parliamentary election. By placing Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on the list, Putin aims to increase voter enthusiasm for the party, whose support has been waning. Both have substantial popularity for their firm positions on the military and on challenges to the West. Being on the party list does not oblige them to take parliament seats if elected. And Iran's hardline judiciary chief has won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory. The results propelled Ibrahim Raisi, a protege of the country's supreme leader, into Tehran's highest civilian position. The vote appeared to see the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Out of over 59 million eligible voters, only 28.9 million voted. Of those voting, some 3.7 million people either accidentally or intentionally voided their ballots. That's far beyond the amount seen in previous elections. Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition. His candidacy, in the sense that the election served more as a coronation for him, sparked widespread apathy among eligible voters. And again, Iran's judiciary chief, Ibrahim Raisi, has won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory. There is more available at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News.